UKG. When your employees feel supported, your business becomes more than a place of work. It becomes a work of art. And UKG's HR and workforce management solutions can help you create your masterpiece. UKG. Our purpose is people.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, May 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The economy has come roaring back as people venture back out to restaurants and other businesses that were off limits during the pandemic. But economic data shows that vaccinated Americans aren't the ones powering the recovery.
So think concert venues, theaters, that sort of place. Spending at entertainment venues was up about 20% among people who don't plan to get the vaccine. That's in April compared with January 2020, whereas it was up about 10% among vaccinated people.
Our reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon spoke to market research firms about why vaccinated Americans aren't going out as much as those who are unvaccinated. She'll join us to talk about it after the break.
There's software, and then there's industrial-grade software, forged from decades of industrial experience and insights. This is Honeywell Forge, analytics software that connects operations, assets, and people. Software that delivers a record of your entire operation so your boardroom and factory floor speak the same language. Built for your business from industry know-how to make each day your best day of performance. Honeywell. The future is what we make it. Learn more at Honeywell.com.
The mass production and rollout of COVID-19 vaccines were seen as a key to the economy getting back on track. But economic data has revealed something unexpected. People who haven't gotten the vaccine are more likely to be out spending. Reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon looked into this for us. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
You know, this kind of seems counterintuitive. Millions of people got vaccinated to protect themselves, but they're still not going out as much as those who aren't. What do you think is going on?
I think what's going on here is that we're still in the early stages of this. A lot of people are still not fully vaccinated who plan to become fully vaccinated. Public health guidance is still shifting. And so right now, vaccinated people are just, as one analyst said, proceeding with cautious optimism. They're still going out more than they used to. They're just not going out as much as people who aren't vaccinated, which has been kind of the case throughout this crisis, even before vaccines were available. People who aren't vaccinated tended to go out more and just kind of live life as normal, if you will.
So you spoke with people who are tracking this data. And in terms of the types of businesses that people are venturing out to, where are we seeing significant differences in spending between people who are vaccinated and those who are not?
The data I was looking at showed that vaccinated consumers are going out a lot less to places like restaurants, movie theaters, salons, amusement parks. So all of these sorts of businesses that are service sector businesses that require some sort of in-person contact, vaccinated consumers are still just not going out to those places as much. So one example is entertainment venues. So think concert venues, theaters, that sort of place. Spending at entertainment venues was up about 20% among people who don't plan to get the vaccine. That's in April compared with January 2020, whereas it was up about 10% among vaccinated people. So you're seeing a pretty wide gap there between vaccinated consumers and people who don't plan to get the vaccine.
Now, when you refer to people who aren't vaccinated who are spending more, who does that include?
So Cardify, it's basically a market research firm, and they have surveyed consumers that use the mobile rewards platform Drop and asked them about their vaccination status. And so they have several different groups that they were looking at, including people who are not vaccinated and don't plan to get the vaccine, people who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, And so this group of people that are not vaccinated and don't plan to get the vaccine for whatever reason, they could be considered anti-vaxxers, they could be people who got COVID and feel they don't need to get the vaccine, etc. That group of people is the group that has been going out and spending the most money on these in-person services for the last several months.
So Sarah, could this be connected at all to consumers' experience during the pandemic? Did living in a state with more restrictions during the pandemic play a role?
So super interesting. Another research firm that I spoke with is called Earnest Research, and they are a data analytics company. They basically were looking at states that have higher vaccination rates and states that have lower vaccination rates. And the states that have higher vaccination rates tend to be blue states. So they voted for President Biden in the last election. And these states also were, you know, oftentimes states in the Northeast, for instance, that were hit really hard with COVID-19 early on. And these states also have other characteristics in common, such as tighter business restrictions. A lot of analysts cite that as one of the reasons why spending in these states with higher vaccination rates is just not as strong as in those with lower vaccination rates.
Okay, so in contrast, where are we seeing vaccinated people spending their money?
They're spending a lot online, especially relative to not vaccinated people, it seems. Online spending actually continues to account for a higher share of overall spending in more vaccinated states than in less vaccinated states. Data from Earnest Research, an analytics company, shows. And vaccinated consumers, though, even though they are spending less relative to not vaccinated consumers on these in-person services, they have increasingly been going out themselves. So think about a vaccinated person is going out more now than they were in January, for instance.
Did the experts you spoke with expect these trends to shift over time?
So the analysts expect that these spending patterns will shift, because we are in the very early stages of the recovery and somewhat the early stages of the vaccine rollout. A lot of people, as of a couple weeks ago, did not have their second dose of the vaccine, for instance. And so as the vaccine rollout progresses and hopefully COVID cases go down more and the guidance from the CDC changes and becomes looser, then analysts expect vaccinated people will be out a lot more this summer than they are now.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney-Cambon. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.